Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, just, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
Everyone's sanitizing their hands.
This
ow!
Oh no! Oh, you have so many tiny kitten
so
cuts.
So many cuts on the back of one of my hands. And this is the first, I guess, alcohol-based sanitizer I've used today? Because I used another one earlier.
No, this has aloe. Feels like it's got some soothing components.
I don't know. I used one in a lobby not too long ago, and it was a foam, and it didn't hurt. And this one immediately felt like I had dipped
cool
my hands.
Cool brag, you were in a lobby.
Hey, you know I'll be hitting up those lobbies every day. It's your boy Zach from the lobby. Speaking of your boy Zach, we got guest pianist Zach Marsh
on the keys.
By the way, if you have just listened to our
Doughboys episode last week from live from Vancouver.
Also Zach Marsh on the keys.
Playing that very good. That was a real wall-to-wall music episode too, so
yeah,
great job, Zach.
The boys got fingers? What's a weird
skills?
Thing?
Skills? I don't know. It was very good.
Finger skills.
It was very good, and we're delighted to have them. We got Brett on the fret.
Some new pedals
making us lot cooler by association.
We got Dana Wickens on the sticks. Dana Wickens on the stick. And Dana Wicks on the sticks. Producing the drums as good as they come.
Okay.
And also producing the rest of this podcast.
Yes.
Which is Off Book
the Improvised Musical
we
Podcast.
Said that part.
We said that part.
Good.
Good. All business attended to.
Okay, almost. We have an incredible
guest
today.
Okay, we're very excited. I mean, truly, what a joy. And also, what a delight.
What a delight. Also, what a joy.
Please welcome a man that needs no introduction.
But is getting one anyway.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Woo!
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ah, what a delight.
Oh my gosh, thanks so
what
much.
What a delight.
This is a real joy for us.
Here's the thing, like, honestly, for those of you listening at home, you don't even know, like, the 15-minute show that just happened already. Just in the warm-up, just in the sound check. I mean, Dirt in the Breeze?
Oh, yeah,
you guys don't even know a song called Dirt in the Breeze that I happen to know, like, have just heard, like, two verses and a chorus of.
Brett, did you record it? Did you record the sound check, Brett?
I
So.
Maybe. Well, maybe you will hear it someday.
Outtakes. Maybe bonus we'll scenes.
Bonus content.
We were thinking we would do something a little bit different for this one.
Yeah, this is a loose title called A Chat and Sing. We're not married to
we're
it.
We're not married
I've
to it.
I've said it and no one's reacted. It's gotten this reaction. Oh.
I said Ass Chat based on the UCB show Ass Cat.
Yeah.
Also got that reaction.
Yeah, so maybe it doesn't need a title, but we're just going to like talk as ourselves and then cut to songs.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah, yep. So...
I'm happy to.
Because you're a great guest for that, and also because got to mix it up.
We're
it's
mixing
March.
It up a little bit. It's March mixness.
Are you a basketball guy?
No.
Me neither. Good. Great.
Me neither.
I don't know sports.
Hard stuff.
Me neither.
Zero.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm
like,
a zero sports person.
I enjoy
person.
Them, but I don't know them or follow them.
I genuinely wish I could. I wish I could get involved. I wish I could care because it would make like conversations with my friends or my family. I would love to be able to talk with them.
What becomes increasingly weird for me about sports is that professional athletes tend to be like in their early 20s. Is that right?
Yeah.
So like it is this.
For most sports, there's like a large percentage. I think that's safe to say.
Right. And baseball has some like older people. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's some younger people too, but like in general, it is just a little weird to me to spend so much energy to be like talking about these children.
Yeah.
who are very good
rooting
at what they do.
Rooting but for people yeah. where when you were their age, you were like, Dad, can you help me with my car insurance?
Yeah.
Like,
also people who are so young and in some of these sports are irrevocably destroying their bodies.
Well, yeah that don't, part's like, that
truly,
part's truly
don't
the darkest
love,
time.
Don't life. Love that.
Yeah.
But there is something like I really love the communal nature of it.
Yes.
I like fandom. You know what I mean? Like truly, like I'm at whatever stage of life, the minute, like maybe I would have gotten into sports, but at that moment, movies and music were shown to me. And I was like, oh no, these are the things I want to know everything about.
I feel like and this is maybe a delusional justification, but I've made this justification.
A delusional justification.
I've made this for watching reality TV is that I'm like, it is one of those topics that can transcend a lot of different types of people where suddenly I can talk about, and I feel like that's what sports is for a lot of people.
That's very true. I think it's a social lubricant.
It is.
It's a way to easily have access for a number of people in any situation to be like, oh, did you see the game? Question mark.
Right.
It's like a better like, how's the weather today?
Here's the thing that I too oftentimes wonder, and a little bit less with sports, but more with reality television or pop culture things that I'm or like musics that I might not know a lot about. Sometimes I figure or I think I need to learn about them in order to be a comedian or an improviser in order to on stage have a reference point for things that are popular societally, like Vanderpump Rules or something. I want to be able to say like, okay, I know there's a Lala.
Well, especially, I think I know. There are two Toms and they have their own bar.
Right.
That's what I know.
So I can like, that's enough.
Right. That's enough. Well, that's how I feel. And especially someone like, it's like the longer you do improv, you're like, well, I have like my stores of stuff that I can go to.
Oh yeah.
But it'll get boring. Right. Like to keep talking about the same stuff. So that's another delusional justification is like, this is helpful.
Delusional justification.
Yeah, that's a song.
Okay, real quick, will you hear me out though? I think that I need to watch some Bravo only so I can talk to you so we can talk and get to know. I watch a lot of marathons when I'm on a plane flight that is real long so that when I land I can understand a different way to talk to you, man. I have to watch this. I really have to watch this. I have to watch this reality. I really have to watch this. I have to watch it. It's important to me.
Okay, Netflix, hit me up with what your algorithm thinks is gonna light the pathways of my brain and really take me to the brink. Oh, what's that fantasy / anime? You hit the nail on the head. These are shows that I have to watch before I end up dead.
I have to watch this. I really have to watch this.
I've gotta watch it before the end of the day.
I have to watch this. I really have to watch this.
Fantasy and basically all anime.
And if I could defend the hours I've spent not reading a book. When was the last time you read a book?
Never, now I listen
listen to books, someone else reads the books.
So if I am trying to connect with you, I'm just choosing the path that's truest to get me through. It's the thing we have in common. If I'm doing it well, then you are too. I have to watch this. I really have to watch this. You're making me. I have to watch this. I really have to watch this. It's mine and your reality. We had to.
Oh boy. Netflix has got my number, man.
Safe. That felt. That felt like, ooh, I got to like get that off my chest.
We've never really sung songs from our own personal. We've never been so accountable for the things that we have said.
Only, great, that's the episode today then.
Only very thinly veiled, let's be honest. I think that's our true. Listeners
ooh,
know.
And I think this should be called Off Book : Undercover.
Oh!
Like or something that connotes like the like the real story.
The under,
oh, under the cover of the book.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
The off, yeah, paperback edition.
Yeah.
Off book
paperback edition.
And listen, I am reading books. I just want to say I am reading books.
I am not.
You're not reading books.
I am not reading books. When you said that, I was like, yes, I don't read books anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I read way less. I've like had to make it purposeful goals. I put it on like to-do list
sure.
to read 20 pages.
And I have specifically purchased and chosen books I know I will like.
Yes.
Mm. I'm like giving myself fastballs, right?
Are you a short story guy?
Yes, I like short stories because they're completable and I can stop reading the book for 2 months, come back to it and be okay.
Because that's been big for me.
One
of the books I've read this year is Exhalation, which is the second collection of short stories by the guy who wrote the short story that Arrival was based on.
Oh, yeah.
They're lovely and they're like beautiful,
Amy
hopeful.
Amy Adams' Arrival?
Yeah, Amy Adams. Did you have to explain Arrival to people? I had a lot of people in my life I had to explain Arrival.
Arrival is sort of a tricky movie too.
I did a whole tour just explaining Arrival.
Okay, so how do I put this?
You know about language, right?
Sure. Okay, yes. Language.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, I've heard of language.
Sure. It's a system. It doesn't inherently mean anything. We just affix meaning to it. Symbols that we agree are letters, pictures, pictographs. The Egyptians had it first, I think. Not really sure. Anyway, that's the sort of baseline to understanding Arrival. Also, there's time travel in Arrival. Fuck, aliens play a huge part.
Honestly, you lost me.
Shot.
You lost me.
Jessica, that's pretty rude.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, should have started out Amy Adams, treasure.
Ooh, I love her.
Right, treasure.
That's not I Love Fisher or Jessica Chastain, it's Amy Adams.
Amy Adams of Enchanted and many other things.
Junebug, what a great breakout in Junebug.
Leap Year. A movie that recently became very appropriate. It was just February 29th. Anyway, she's in the movie. She has a kid, but the kid's already... I don't want to spoil it. I want to get you interested, but also not spoil it. I've lost you. It looks like I lost you. Them,
right.
Except enter Amy Adams. She can kind of talk to them.
Great.
That's a sort of jumping off point. Aren't you hooked by now?
Sort
Didn't
of.
You hear aliens and Amy Adams and be like, goddamn well.
You kind of got. got me.
That's all I needed was a foot in the door.
You kinda got me.
Just watch it, it's all that and more.
You kinda got me. But how do they travel in time? Oh, how do they travel in time?
It's more like viewing time in a nonlinear sense. They're not actually moving through time. It's more like our view of time is different than their view of time. They're aliens. Time is a circle. That's just like a string theory thing. I don't want to get too much into it. Also, I'm not qualified to.
Okay, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, basically.
And Jeremy Renner.
And oh, Jeremy Renner!
That was really good, Zach.
I did okay.
Okay, yeah. Now do Annihilation.
I haven't seen Annihilation. There's like a bubble.
We're just going to start with the A's and work our way through where you just explain hard sci-fi to people.
That's a movie with a scary bubble and there's a deer on the other side, right?
Correct.
Okay, got
Zach
it.
And I unfortunately have a barrier of no thank you, too scary.
We're scary.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm. I watch like two scary things a year.
I'm similar. I'm not a horror person. It doesn't hit me right.
No. I'll watch one that is like Get Out because people are like, you've got to. And
sure.
Like, okay, yes. Like Cabin in the Woods was one that people were like, you got to.
And it was
like,
fun.
Sure, I'll mess with those.
Sure, but like, you know what I'm not going to go see or ever watch? Annabelle.
No.
Like the scary doll movie.
No, thank you.
Not because I'm too scared, but because I'm like, I don't think I have time for this.
I don't have time for scary dolls.
Yeah, I don't have time for scary doll. I don't want to be scared by the doll so much.
Also, no.
I want to do the song.
Sorry, go ahead.
It'll be quick, just a quick up-tempo, Zach. We'll get into it and we'll get out of it. I have no time for scary, scary dolls today. I have no time for scary, scary dolls. I have no time for scary, scary dolls. Okay, I have no time for scary, scary dolls. That's it. I just wanted a moment.
No, I appreciate it.
Now, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to like give us a little more space of chatting before we got back into another song already. Especially one that felt like it was still about a movie.
For sure. I just wanted to talk. I mean, that's just the true thing for me is that I don't have time for scary, just, scary
It's
dolls.
So interesting to watch the process unfold.
The atypical process.
Yeah, very
for an off-book undercover.
Off-book under the cover.
Wait, that made me think of something else. Yeah, Annabelle is really scary. Oh, I am susceptible to nightmares, so that's like a real
interesting
hard reason why I don't like watching
One of the things that has happened to me, I am 47, and in my now middle age, one of the weird things that has happened in my life is I now have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee. Okay? So what will happen to me is I will wake up, not in the middle of the night, but I'll wake up at like 5 a.m.
Sure.
I'll have to pee. I'll pee, I'll come back, and I'll go to bed. But what happens in that little bit of wakefulness is my brain starts to populate my stresses for the day.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And when
yeah.
I go back to bed, I now exclusively from like 5 to 9:30 have nightmares, anxiety, more for the first time in my life, I feel like constantly having nightmares, not nightmares like someone's trying to kill me,
right,
but like anxiety dreams based around my actual fears.
We've talked about how talking about dreams is boring, but I'm gonna
do
it anyway.
You and I in private have also talked about how like, we sometimes talk about it's good.
Yeah, I had a very specific dream last night where I was driving with my mom and I told her how much money I made last year and she stopped the car and said, "That's not enough." Isn't that insane?
I'm sorry.
And also, I don't think her real opinion, but I got it. I don't think so, but...
I'm sorry, how much?
I mean... All that matters was it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Not enough to do all that grown-up stuff. She told me it wasn't enough.
Dream Mom has high standards. Maybe much too high. Dream Mom wants the world for you so it doesn't pass you by.
Doesn't matter, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, it wasn't enough.
Oh, Dream Mom.
Matter that it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for that grown-up stuff. She had to put the car in park. That subject matter got kinda dark. And when I woke up, I couldn't remember if it happened or not. I tried to think, when was the last time my mom and I were in a car? It was yesterday, not that far. Oh yeah, we saw Invisible Man, the only scary movie I can see if I can. But it doesn't matter, cause it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, it wasn't enough. It doesn't matter, cause it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
not to be confused with real mom. Is the much scarier dream mom, who thinks the things that they don't actually think, but you think they think.
Dream mom, it was my dream mom. Not like an ideal mom, a mom from my dreams, my subconscious.
That is very interesting, Jess, but don't you think that in the dream you're projecting your own fears onto your mom?
Of course,
you're
yeah.
not doing enough.
No,
you
for sure.
You are the dream.
No, when for sure.
Daniel McKenna's actual opinion is that you're doing great.
Yeah,
I really wanted that to turn into Aerosmith Dream Mom.
Oh!
I really wanted it to become
and we can
Dream
call.
Mom!
Right,
dream it. Mom!
Dream with me, dream for your mom. Dream she's your mother, dream she's your mom. Dream mom, just for today. Maybe tomorrow your dream dad take you away. Every time I look in the mirror, my dream mom has a face getting clearer. You know it's true, things your mom says in your dreams, they stick with you.
Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on,
dream on, dream on, dream on.
I don't wanna close my eyes, I don't wanna fall asleep, cause I'll dream.
I found the new direction of this episode, and it's you pimping us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Happily. Welcome to me as a guest on podcast.
Yes, no, for sure. It was definitely myself.
Have you considered, sorry, I'm doubling back to the how to avoid having nightmares for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need do you have a weighted blanket?
You need to.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Here's what I'm working with.
Okay.
40-pound comforter.
Hell yep.
Huge.
Yeah, that's
huge.
Awesome.
White noise machine.
Very heavy right. or just very, very broad?
It's, well, you're right, because it's probably 2 20-pound comforters.
Okay.
Because it's a spread across the whole bed.
Okay. Right.
But sometimes I will fold it in half and
now
sleep under just a 40-pound blanket, which is... makes me feel like I'm putting myself to sleep forever.
Yes.
Like, I might not get out of this, and I'm cool with it.
Yes. I've like, had moments where I have to, like, throw the weighted blanket.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It off and I'm like, yes, this is hard.
Yes. Oh no, I am straight up Temple Grandining myself to bed every night. And a white noise machine that is brutal, like super loud, super like literally if a murderer broke into my home, breaking the glass, doing everything, I wouldn't hear a goddamn thing.
I just said him, but it could easily be a woman murderer.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lady sure. murderer? Ladies, absolutely.
Ladies absolutely, murder. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Have you, do words keep you up? Does it have to be sound?
Because no. Well, I mean, I will say, traditionally, I use white noise machine so that once I fall asleep.
You stay asleep.
I stay asleep. Okay. Other ancillary sounds from the environment won't wake me up, so, like street noise or whatever.
Oh, you know what? Looks like Jason just fell asleep, so this is actually probably a good time for us to take a break. We're going to let him take a nap, and then we'll come right back with more Off Book
right after this.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
There was this house. There was this house by us that was like true, like 1900.
Is that the one that you sent me the pictures of? Holy
like
shit!
Like it looked, but it's already like a developer bought it, and it's like already starting to look amazing, like a 2-story beautiful craftsman.
Yeah,
that was like full of raccoons for 2 decades.
But they've put hundreds of thousands.
I know.
Are we doing the podcast right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this going to be in the podcast? You talking about getting a house?
We can. Record
it's
all
been
this,
recording.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. I just am wondering only because House Full of Raccoons definitely needs to be the next song.
Okay, perfect. There's no greater treat you could give Zach Reno.
Oh, this place? Yeah. I live here. I'm not alone, though. Got a couple of my friends. Hanging out 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and even on the weekends.
Yeah, we got a chore chart, and we pick who brings in the trash. Oh, yeah, not bringing in our cans from the street. Oh, no, we're not about that.
Forgot to mention everyone's a raccoon. I forgot to mention
everyone's a raccoon.
If you come, you'll notice either immediately or soon. We're a raccoon. That's what we're about. It's a raccoon house.
Oh, yeah. Party at the raccoon house.
Come on over to the raccoon house. is breaking in is fit to the task.
This raccoon. Who's got a tail that cannot quit and also he likes to sit?
This raccoon.
Oh, which raccoon knows where it's at and likes to steal the food from the neighborhood cat?
This raccoon.
I forgot to mention it's a house of raccoons. Partying in the day and night, the sun and the moon.
I forgot to mention it's a house of raccoons.
Oh, and I love it when you throw out your Thai food.
Ooh.
Ooh, me, oh my, I love your pad Thai. Oh, what did you, I love your pad see you. Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ah, I love your bowl of Tom Kha. Chicken satay.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a ballad about your papaya salad.
Raccoon house.
Ooh, raccoon.
Raccoon.
Eating all your Thai food.
I love
a house of raccoons that only eat Thai food.
That
have like that, like all they do is go to Jitlada.
Yeah, they just hang out behind Jitlada and they're like, oh, this one's too spicy.
Jitlada's great.
Gotta love Jitlada.
Guys,
we're having so much fun.
We're having a very good time.
You spice guy?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm a bit of a heat seeker.
Okay. Pod universe crossover.
No, I'm pretty. I will go up until then. It gets crazy.
Right.
You know, like I'm not a. Here's what I'm not. Somebody who's like, how hot is it? I'll do it.
Right.
You're not a prank level of spice.
No, I'm not interested in like trying to like challenge myself.
Right.
But I mean, like if I go to a Jitlada or something, I'm gonna get something spicy.
Yeah. When it's like part of the cuisine. And shy of the ones that are like sign a waiver. I'm like, cool, I want to experience this. Just additionally adding like a hot sauce on something is a little less interesting to me because
sure.
I feel like that flavor is not necessarily the intention.
If it has heat, it does not bother. If the heat has flavor, I'm down. If it's heat for the sake of it being just like
a stunt.
Painful.
Yes.
Yeah. Stunt spices.
We had no interest in stunt spices.
No, thank you.
No,
I agree. We gotta respect our palates, guys.
And our butts.
And our butts and our bods.
This is honestly a great reveal of Zach Marsh's sense of humor. We talked about this episode, we were like, we might indicate songs, but he's straight up calling them, and it's making me laugh so much because he's like, I want to hear about butts.
Butt blasts.
Our palates are butts and our bods. Our palates are butts and our bods. Dancing, dancing, feet go clod. Our palates are butts and our bods.
Before you take a bite or a taste, you might want to think quickly with haste. Do not worry, or you might need to worry.
Step one, does it hurt my palate? It tastes good when I eat the salad. Step two, does it hurt my bod? This food tastes good, not odd. Step three, most important part, the part that makes the sound of a fart. Ooh, yes, I will tell you what. Does it hurt my bods? Butts and bods. Palates and butts and bods. Palates and butts and bods. Palates and butts and bods.
Take care of yourself, and that means your future self, too. Stop and think, is this a good idea, a good thing to do? If it feels like a fire that cannot quench, then maybe you should think about it before you start to clench.
Ooh, palates and butts and bods.
Palates and butts and bods.
Palates and butts and bods. Will it hurt your palates and butts and bods?
Don't eat it if it hurts you. Oh no, don't do. Don't eat it if it hurts you. Don't eat it if it hurts you.
Don't eat it if it hurts you.
Don't eat it if it hurts you.
Don't eat it if it hurts your palate, butt or your bod.
Palates and butts and bods.
Palates and butts and bods.
Palates and butts and bods.
Palates and butts
and bods.
Okay.
Ugh.
You have to say okay.
PB&B.
PB&B. Pounds and butts and baths.
Well, yeah, it's also like if you eat it too soon, then nothing else in the meal tastes like anything.
You don't want to burn out your mouth. Although, absolutely. Tongue, fastest growing cells in the body, I think. Huh? One of.
Yeah, I think the mouth in general heals real fast. Which is like dope.
My mouth is an X-Men.
It makes
sense. The power of healing.
Oh, boy.
And I know we said like we're not really playing characters, and I do want to reiterate
but
that it's
a
not
really
a character. This guy who thinks his mouth is an X-Men.
My mutant power is healing mouth.
Just in my mouth.
I gotta reveal.
Let me lick your wound.
I gotta reveal a certain amount of like social lying, and sports is like a big area of this where you're just like you can get by, but you may like a little bit emphasize like your knowledge or something. I think in elementary school that was X-Men for me. Like I definitely liked it, but it was a thing that I was like, oh yeah, I freaking love X-Men too. Even though I was like, wait, every time I
that
actually
cadence of that sentence brought me so much joy.
I feel like you said that to me 3 days ago.
Oh yeah, I freaking love Magneto.
I mean, like, your cadence remains the same. I just like picturing a little tiny version of you with your cadence.
Yes, it's the same. Dunna, dunna.
You know it and how. No one is nerd checking you right now.
Like, I know that Wolverine was made in a lab.
That's fine.
And he's really brooding. Yeah, I know that he is sad.
Yeah, no, you know
I
it.
I know Magneto and Professor X used to be friends.
Yeah, sure.
I know that sometimes beginnings justify the end.
Jessica, no one's nerd checking you right now. Checking you right now.
Just saying that I know,
those
I know.
Were a bunch of good X-Men facts coming out of your mouth. No one is nerd checking you right now. No one is making you prove that you are part of this fandom. That's a shitty thing to do.
I can say about Jean Grey.
Sure, you can talk about Jean Grey.
Jean Grey and
but no
Phoenix.
One is forcing you to. No one is nerd checking you, they don't care even in the least if you know about Gambit or Jubilee or Storm or even
yes, I know about Beast.
I'm sure you do. No one is nerd checking you right now.
I know.
No one is checking you right now.
I know.
No one's gonna have a cow. No one is nerd.
It though, and I really liked First Class.
Freaking love X-Men.
I
First Class was good.
Freaking love.
Someone said this on the internet.
Okay,
you should play the new Wolverine, and they're not wrong.
Oh, I'll take
Whoa,
it.
That would be great.
That'd be very
I mean, I'm not.
Cool.
I'm too tall. Even though I'm not
to
I
be
mean,
an actor.
No,
or to, be Wolverine?
To be Wolverine. Wolverine's supposed to be like 5'2". Wolverine's like a little
a short king,
a little tiny like Canadian monster. But I would kill. I should absolutely play Wolverine.
You absolutely should play Wolverine.
Absolutely. And I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'm so sorry. I'd love to talk about it right now where we are in conversations I can't talk about.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
They always do this thing where they cast a bunch of other short actors so that short actors can feel... I was about to say normal size.
Wow. Savage.
I was about to cancel myself for talking about how short
Savage.
Tom Cruise is.
Sure.
But no, I like... They absolutely could cast a bunch of really tall actors to make a Wolverine, but also, like, I don't know who the fan is that's watching and be like, well, this Wolverine isn't tall enough for me. Like, that fan is not.
Isn't well, tall enough or too tall?
Is too tall.
Lots of comic book fans would say.
And they would.
Like, the big complaint from the comics community about Hugh Jackman was that he was too tall.
But, like, I don't.
Really? Truly.
But oh I truly gosh. Have no time for that.
That shot of him.
Drink some
you
goddamn
You haven't
water.
Seen any of it.
No.
You're just...
This is
that
it.
Shot of him. You know the one I'm talking about,
you're
right?
You're talking about the one where
you know the one.
In Logan from behind, where he's very naked and very jacked.
Where he rips a fart.
Where he rips a fart. And I'm like, what spicy papaya salad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got buns for days.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see The Greatest Showman?
No.
Oh, man, this is The Greatest
Showman. Too much. This is the only musical I will engage with.
Okay, fair.
Fair. Do you have...
This is the only show.
Do you have musical exceptions? Like, do you like any musicals?
I like...
Stipulated, it's okay. You like this one.
There's lots of... you'll not have, like, an angry horror.
No. You know, there are things that I like that are mostly, though, like, movie musicals.
Sure.
And so I like them... You know, so, like, I love Singing in the Rain. I love... The one that I love is Umbrellas of Cherbourg, I think is an amazing movie.
I'm not familiar with that.
It is... It's sung... What's it called when it's sung entirely?
Sung through.
Yeah. So there is no scenes. One of the things that... Musicals bump me because it's the transition that makes... That takes me out of the moment from scene to song.
Yeah.
And what's great about Umbrellas of Cherbourg is it's sung throughout and it's beautiful.
So this podcast episode is very hard for
you. I'm not listening to this. I will not listen to it. And when you guys start singing, I'm like, awkward. Why?
Tell me more about the...
No. So I like those. I'm trying to think. But no, I'm not a musicals person. Like, it's not... It doesn't hit me right. And I'm a deep music person
in
general.
Right,
Like that's one of my things. So it bums me out. It's almost like same as sports. The passion with which people feel towards musicals, especially because a lot of times, again, they've grown up with them.
Right.
They're part of their families, the same way sports and fandom is.
Right.
And I have no access to it.
Well, I feel like nostalgia is so powerful for fandoms.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it that you almost can't talk about one without the other. I was listening to the recent How Did This Get Made about Space Jam, which was like funny to navigate of like, well, of
people
course.
People flipped out.
If you didn't grow up with that movie, of course.
Yeah.
It's objectively not good.
Oh, yes.
It's a weird, convoluted commercial with like slavery implications.
That movie came out when I was in my 20s and I was like, fuck this.
Yes. But I mean, like, that's how I feel about like an unwrapping Kinder Egg video. But will one day some 20 something be like, you just didn't get it?
Are we going to have people that are going to be like, the Emoji Movie was huge for me?
Probably.
Oh, terrifyingly, probably.
Yeah.
My heart breaks for those kids.
Art is dead. We can
for
stop
those
making.
Kids who are on future first dates comparing their favorite movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Trolls 2, the Emoji Movie, and the Angry Birds Movie.
Can I tell you what was huge for me when I saw my favorite stream of a 30-year-old man unboxing a Happy Meal?
So much we can build upon. And can I tell you what was huge for me?
Huge for you.
When I saw a reactionary TikTok to an original TikTok about a small dog and a cupcake.
That was huge for me. That was huge
for me.
I'm so glad that you and I agree. Tell you what was huge for me. I was watching the TV.
What?
And then I turned it off because no one in my generation watches TV on TV. What was huge for me was watching TV on a tiny screen. Having it with me all of the time made me feel like a tiny king.
Can I tell you what was huge for me?
Was huge for you.
Huge for me. Oh, actually.
was huge for me. And I'm so glad that you and I agree on what was huge for me.
Text you again.
Okay.
If that exists.
Sure.
That is a scathing indictment of for the future of youth culture.
Do you have things that like were that for you though, where you're like, oh, that doesn't hold up to scrutiny?
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
There's a rhyme we missed.
I'm trying to think.
Doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
You want to put it in?
Yeah, yeah. We just sang it, so Brecken edited it.
Yeah, drop it in. Drop it in!
Drop in scrutiny. That was very good.
And back to talking about the thing that was huge for her.
I'm trying to think what were those things that like are objectively bad, but I loved, and I don't know what they were. Although, we keep talking about doing on How Did This Get Made episodes about movies we loved as kids that we are offering up as like, maybe this is not great. We did one where we did Grease 2.
Right.
June loves Grease 2.
Oh man.
A hilarious
take. Opening alone of Grease 2 is wild.
To be clear, I do think Grease 2 is better than Grease 1.
Whoa!
Oh, okay. That's an even
There's
wilder.
There's a lot of interesting stuff going on in Grease 2. That being said, for me, that movie is Lady Hawk, which is Matthew Broderick, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it is a medieval story about Rutger Hauer and Michelle Pfeiffer are lovers. A witch puts a curse on them so that by day, she is a hawk, and by night, he is a wolf.
This movie is made for
what
you,
What the
Matt.
Hell? How
Matthew
do I,
Broderick,
how have I not heard or seen of or have tattoos of this film?
Oh, yeah. Matthew Broderick is a thief who befriends them and falls in love with Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer, it's also...
At night.
Part of it, I think, for me is, honestly, I believe this to be the first time I had, like, a crush on someone.
Sure. Okay.
It's young Michelle Pfeiffer, like, first thing I'd ever seen her
in. That's
maybe
Aladdin
one of her first
me.
Things. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Who is this? What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, nuts.
That'll always...
It's also not good.
Oh,
and it's also one of those movies that is, like, a full-on... period piece, Middle Ages,
I'm
full of synthesizer music.
I'm so in.
Oh, yeah.
The whole soundtrack is 80s synthesizer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like John Carpenter scoring Game of Thrones.
But I remember, like, that's like, I don't want to say, like, that's a vibe, because that's misusing what that means in colloquial terms. But, like, there are many, many fantasy movies that have that sort of, like, Beverly Hills Cop style synth going on behind them.
The anachronistic music choice is, like, very pop. I remember a Knight's Tale. People were like, it fully had music with
lyrics
in
it. Well, because Knight's Tale was like contemporary dialogue.
Yes.
It was like had a contemporary flair to
so
it.
Have y'all in Lady Hawk, are they speaking like, come to my chambers? But it's
more
like, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, they're saying, it's basically, I think what happened is, and maybe Zach can speak to this and maybe, or maybe not. Once the Yamaha DX7 arrived and had all of those, had that ability to make all these different sounds, people thought, like, nobody's going to know this isn't an orchestra. And so they let keyboard players score movies with what they thought sounded like strings, but it didn't. It just sounds like a keyboard, a synthesizer. So there's all these movies from the early 80s, early to mid 80s, that are, like, very bizarre sounding because they're all done on a Yamaha DX7.
One of which, I don't know if this is true of the soundtrack, but everything else you said about it, this is, well, no, wait, when does Star Wars come out?
76?
The first one.
Yeah.
76.
Okay, have y'all seen Krull?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Of course I've seen Krull.
Okay, I had never...
Y'all seen Krull? Is that the name of this song?
This is a movie I truly...
The Glaive?
The Glaive.
Isn't that what the weapon is called?
No, it's called Krull. The weapon is
No, the weapon
glaive.
Is called... Oh, What's the glaive?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up while you sing the song.
The Krull is like a throwing star. If a throwing star was bendy and had way too many points.
Too many points.
And also it's set in space. But medieval space, that's the joint.
That's the joint.
There's a swamp and a wizard and a big spider woman too.
Spider woman too.
The Krull is the weapon, glaive is maybe the planet they're on. I don't remember, I should flip it around. Wait, Krull is the planet,
yes.
The glaive is the weapon.
Yes.
You were right and y'all heard of Krull. It's kind of fantasy, it's kind of science fiction. It's pretty bad, have y'all heard of Krull? There is some action, people look like Star Wars. Below Dodge and Star Wars, y'all heard of Krull? The wildest movie I've ever seen.
Starring Liam Neeson.
Oh my god, I didn't even. Is that young Liam Neeson?
Yes.
Like he's the star?
No.
Okay, but he's in it.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Also important, the glaive is a boomerang. Like you throw it, and then it comes back, and you throw it again. Like someone was designing a movie so they could make a video game, but also knock off Star Wars. Y'all heard of Krull? If y'all heard of Krull? Krull is the planet, the glaive is the weapon.
Okay. We sorted it all.
Y'all heard. Yeah.
That's straight out of my childhood.
I mean, I have a lot of those movies that I think are probably... There was also, like, such a swath of kid sports movies. Like, Rookie of the Year, Sandlot,
Mighty Ducks,
Little Giants. And then there was, like, a slightly lower tier, The Big Green. I mean, there was a lot of sports kids movies that were big for me.
Was Teddy Ruxpin a thing, or was that, like, a little bit more niche?
Teddy Ruxpin was a toy.
Adult. Yeah.
But has, also, there's a movie.
A full
oh, there is?
Feature?
There's at least a video special. My young,
at least.
My young,
there's at least
min,
a video
at
special.
Min a video
well,
special.
My young brain cannot... I don't know that I could tell you with confidence what, you know, very young Zach, how his sort of grasp on the time,
sure.
How long this thing was. Now that I'm thinking about it, how could it possibly have been a full
The Adventures movie? Of Teddy Ruxpin live action complete. It's 42 minutes long.
Okay, so not, what an interesting length for a film.
Length for a child
oh,
to feel
it's
like
an
it's
ABC
a
movie. It's like a weekend special, ABC weekend special.
So this is, I guess, I assume a movie based on the toy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Do
movie.
You know which one like was a snippet that like my older cousins were watching and I like would watch from the side and then had to run away because it was too scary? Was the...
Popples.
What did you say?
Popples.
Popples. The Witches.
Oh, yeah.
The movie.
Wait, what's that?
It's,
not Hocus Pocus,
no,
which
not,
is what I thought of.
Hocus Pocus, not scary, very great.
Yeah.
But The Witches, based on the Roald Dahl book, and
oh.
I believe like... Gosh.
Well, I'm going to look it up while
you
talk
like
about
Angelica
it.
I think Angelica Houston is in it or something, but like...
Oh, are you talking about The Witches? No, you're talking... That is not The Witches of Eastwick.
No. It's like...
It, sorry.
Children get turned into like mice.
Oh, wow.
And it's very scary. And then like there's a part where like a witch... Like there are real witches walking around...
Yeah,
like,
you're
turning
right. Angelica
children,
Houston.
Turning children into mice.
It's a Nicholas Rogue movie? Holy shit.
It's very scary.
Jim Henson producer? Are there puppets in this?
Yeah, probably like the little mice. It's very terrifying.
Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Brenda Blethyn.
A.k.a. Black Adder.
Yeah, of course.
I do love when like big names are like attached to projects you wouldn't expect. Like John Patrick Shanley wrote... an animated movie called We're Back, A Dinosaur Story, which really crunches my head.
The man who wrote Moonstruck.
Yes.
And Joe versus the Volcano.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
And Congo. And, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
He wrote.
We did Congo on How Did This Get Made? I should know this.
Congo's so great.
I've never seen Congo.
Oh. Talking Gorilla. It's terrible.
I'm interested.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Everyone in that movie is in a different movie, which is my favorite.
Which a home run for How Did This Get Made.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, and Laurel Linney's doing her best, and Tim Curry is a cartoon.
That's Cats, by the way.
Yeah, that's
now
also
that I
Cats.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, we are about to do Cats.
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's gonna be crazy.
That's a must listen.
Oh, really? Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I think I can say that. I'm gonna say it. Who cares?
The incongruity of like people doing like 1,000 levels of performance is very funny. But I feel like a lot of the stuff from my childhood wouldn't hold up.
No, I think most media is bad.
I also think, and I wonder because I feel like when you guys were kids, there was a lot of like, there was more kid stuff. Like, I feel like when I was a kid in like the early 70s, I was watching adult stuff.
Yeah, we were like prime time for like, we're churning out family friendly stuff.
And I didn't have
you.
The Disney Channel or Nickelodeon or those people weren't putting stuff into my life, you know?
I'm so sorry no one pandered to you. I'm so sorry they never had an idea that they gave a pre-chew. So it was easier for your tiny brain to comprehend and understand.
Sorry no one pandered to you. I'm sorry you just got the adult content and had to make do. Themes you were ready to understand. No pre-chewed meals were put in your hand.
Watch A Clockwork Orange.
Little children should have content that's made for kids.
Oh, before they know about big ideas, we tell them little ideas, and here's what it is.
Don't want your child watching Schindler's List until they're ready for Schindler's List.
That's true.
Even then, you probably want to watch it with them to make sure they get the gist. Nobody
pandered to you. You didn't have Smart House.
Nobody pandered to you.
You didn't have Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
You didn't have Johnny Tsunami.
These are all
Disney original films.
Ooh, nobody pandered to you. Ooh, nobody pandered to you.
You got the adult stuff and you had to make do. There's no. Nobody pandered to you.
That was Nobody Pandered to You. We'll be right back after this. Maybe? Just if we needed a break. That's a really good point, though. I feel like the boon of that was, like, when we were growing up.
Oh, no. Like, because I watched just... like normal, like what my parents watched.
I
so I watched
about,
Hill Street Blues and Moonlighting and 30-something.
Things that were being made with like, the bar was not lowered artificially because like we're making things for children.
No, yeah, there was, the audience was everybody.
I think that though about TV, I feel like there was a weird split for me where I watched a lot of just adult TV, especially being the youngest. It was just like, this is what's on.
Yes. And this is what everybody else agrees on what they want to watch.
So if like news radio is over your head, like, like I was watching all like the same stuff that my family was watching.
Classic Joe Rogan head.
That's right.
Joe Rogan took over for a fired Ray Romano on that pilot. Ray Romano recast out of the pilot.
Whoa.
With Joe Rogan.
Oh, does that mean if that didn't happen that Joe Rogan would be in The Irishman?
Yes.
Giving away his
daughter. We'd all be celebrating the TV show Everybody Loves Joe Rogan. which is apparently what we're doing now with this podcast. Oh my God. Ray Romano and the Irishman. Amazing.
A high point for me.
Yeah. In a movie that I didn't love.
I'm
yeah.
never going to watch that.
You don't need to.
You don't need to. It was.
Watch Goodfellas and then watch the last 45 minutes of The Irishman. You'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so confusing why Netflix had a bonus featurette of Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, and
Joe Pesci,
thank you, sitting in a booth, like, talking about, like, their time together. And it was 22 minutes and a total delight. And my biggest takeaway was that, like, Martin Scorsese was so, like, nervous mm-hmm. about being with those guys, especially two of them he's worked with for decades.
Oh, yeah.
But he was, like, nervous and kept like giving over the power. I'm like, you are a legend.
Oh yeah.
And these guys still make you like nervous was very endearing.
Well, I think they all have a very complex, complicated series of dynamics and relationships.
I'm sure. Right. Yeah.
And I think he probably was just trying to juggle like there. It's like three feral cats. You know what I mean? Like truly
three very famous feral cats.
Have you guys listened to any of Joe Pesci's jazz singing?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Including his duet with Adam Levine.
What?
Permission to pull it up, please.
Yes, permission okay. deeply granted. That is wild. Wow. So I guess just while you're looking this up, that was the first time Scorsese had worked with Al Pacino. And he was talking about like the first day is like a scene where Jimmy Hoffa is supposed to be in his 40s. And I guess like Al Pacino got out of the chair a little slowly. And someone else on the team was like, hey, Marty, you got to tell him he needs to like bound out of the chair. He's like a younger man at this point in the timeline. And he was like, do you want to tell him? It was like, you are like one, you are in a pantheon of directors yeah. and you're nervous to give like a totally reasonable note.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like telling this story and he's like giggling. He's like, I mean, obviously, eventually he and I worked great. It was like, I wanted to jump through and hug Martin Scorsese. It was so endearing.
Ready?
Yeah. Yep.
This is My Cherie Amour as sung by Joe Pesci and Adam Levine. I don't even, can we do this? Can we play a song on the, right? Do we have to license this or something? Am I fucking us? Okay, here we go. Your mind is about to be blown.
My cherie amour.
Oh my God.
Lovely as a summer day. My cherie amour. Distant as the Milky Way.
I don't hate it.
Cherie amour. Pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for. How I wish that you were mine.
Oh my God.
Right? Okay. And then I don't care about Adam Levine coming in.
I also
but
don't
it's
care
like
about
it's
Adam
a straight Billie Holiday Jimmy Scott riff that is amazing.
That's
what
incredible.
He's doing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
If I walked into any place.
Yeah.
And found out that was the live.
I like that you correct. You stopped. If I walked into any place,
I've never been to a bar.
I love that you were about to say a bar.
I don't know why I started that.
I don't want people to know I'm going to a bar.
I freaking go to bars.
I freaking love to drink alcohol at a bar
that plays jazz.
My mouth is an X-Men.
My mouth is a healing X-Men. I like to drink alcohol at the bars. If I found out that the live entertainment for the night, literally anywhere, any event, if it was just a friend's thing, if it was like I'd paid $100, $200, $500 for a ticket. And
we
I
get it. You're rich. Jesus.
$5,000.
No Dream Mom parking
wow.
car.
Wow. Dream Mom is like, get some of Zach's money. What's going on?
I've never paid $500 for tickets to anything. If I found out the live entertainment was going to be Joe
Hamilton.
Pesci singing Get.
I paid money to go and see Hamilton.
We had a hookup. Thanks, Rory O'Malley.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Yeah, he's coming back and playing.
And shout out for me on the New York side, Caitlin Fine, my friend from college. Hey, so. Yeah.
Rory, Caitlin, you hooked it
really
up.
Hooked it up.
We love you. Was going to be Joe
I'm
Pesci
saying,
singing
I paid
jazz.
For those tickets. No thanks to anybody. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, Lin, who we know listens to every episode of this pod.
Oh, I'm sure.
He stands off book so hard.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. He's an Earwolf head from back in the day.
Yeah.
An early pot adopter.
Yeah. Okay, if you found out it was Joe Pesci
I'd be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is just, that had a...
surprising, right?
That had a surprising tenderness yes. I didn't expect.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
And I love that he's duetting on a love song with Adam Levine and is, like, just crushing him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just, like, old school crushing Adam Levine.
Like, I don't need to hear Adam Levine on that track.
Never!
I can already tell you. I don't need him.
By the way, watch. It kind of ruins it. Hold on.
Hell yeah, la-las. That's him. That's Adam. Maybe someday, now stand your
little sister, daughter. Oh my gosh. Pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart. All right, we're starting an internet campaign to get Joe Pesci on the pod.
It's so interesting because it's like his phrasing is so playful yes. and engaging, and Adam Levine is like clomp, 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 clomping yeah. around in the song.
Adam Levine put on snowshoes and walked through.
He's like, oh, what a
Donald's play place.
Yeah, I'm going to, I think we have time for one more. I'm trying to think of like what I want to take from that, which is everything. Yeah. Ooh, Brett, good God. Ooh, can I be on this song? Can I be on this track right now? Even though I'm gonna ruin it, I'm gonna pull focus from Pesci somehow.
Put on your snowshoes, clump on in. Put on your snowshoes, clump on in.
Oh, 'cause I know, oh yes, I know, see, that there can only be one Joe Pesci. This is an open apology, a mea culpa. I'm sorry that I am on the track and Joe isn't, so I worry that nothing can compare to his Mashari Amor. I should just close up shop, I should put the close sign on the
store. Or put on your snowshoes and clump on in. Put on your snowshoes, clump on in. She's very welcoming. If you want to come in, he'll say yes-y.
There's only one Joe Pesci.
And he's welcoming everything that we do from here on out.
Joe Pesci.
Bar mitzvah, you can come. Senora, no doubt.
Joe Pesci.
Come to my prom. Come be in my album. Be in my Dungeons and Dragons
Joe Pesci.
Crew. Joe Pesci, we are waiting for you. To put on your snowshoes and clump on in. Put on your snowshoes, clump on in. You can't possibly mess it up with what you're bringing to the table. Oh yes, see, there's only one Joe
Pesci.
There are many Joes in the world, and maybe there are many Pescis.
Joe Pesci.
But there's only one Joe Pesci, on that you can bet, see. There's only one Pesci named Joe, and one Joe named Pesci. There's only one Joe Pesci.
Jason Mantzoukas,
thank you so much for coming on the
what
show.
What a delight. Thank you for having me.
What a fun-ass afternoon.
I was just going to say, what a great way to spend the afternoon.
We
had a great time. Obviously, everyone should be listening to How Did This Get Made.
Oh,
where
yeah.
else can the people find you?
Absolutely. Nowhere.
Okay.
That's it. Find me on How Did This Get Made or... Yeah, really, that's about it.
That's
you know,
great.
Yeah, okay. You know, random other thing. Here I am on Off Book Undercover.
Yeah, this has been Off Book Undercover. Get on the internet, start that petition.
Did you get
Joe Pesci on the pod?
Oh, by the way, you know he won't. Oh, please. By the way, if that's a thing, I support it. Please tweet at the people
who
control this and tell them I should be Wolverine.
Yes. Your first goal is to get Jason to be Wolverine. Your second goal is to get Joe Pesci on the pod.
Because you know Joe Pesci doesn't want to do any press or anything. I bet he would do this.
That would be amazing. Doesn't show up to the Oscars.
Yes.
Comes and does a hyper niche comedy podcast.
I mean, he's been a hero of mine since My Cousin Vinny.
He's great. Guys, there's only one Dana Wickens on the Stickens.
There's only one Zach Marsh on the keys.
There's only one Brett on the Fret. There's only one Jason Mantzoukas. And there's only one Joe Pesci.
And there's only one you, our beautiful listeners.
Thank you so much
for all of you who came out to see us on tour. It was such a delight to see your faces
with our faces. And as we say at the end of every Off Book Under the Cover.
If your mom is giving you flack, as it seems,
she's probably just the mom of your dreams. Bye!
I knew you'd get there.